It's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for joining us. We do realize you could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but thank you for stopping by here. Today, it's an open forum. We want you to ask your questions, any question that you may have about marriage, how to keep it together, how to make it stronger, how to put a little spice in it. Whatever question you may have about your marriage and you need some guidance today, is a good day to ask any questions. So we welcome your phone call, 215-263-1039, 877-995-7644. Also going to use this opportunity to encourage you to ask the children to leave the room just in case any question is a little spicy. And with that said, here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good morning to you, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends listening in Philadelphia, Charlotte, or throughout the world. And as Tiffany mentioned, we are talking about any question you have. No question is a bad question. No question is a stupid question. As long as you ask it in a tasteful way, just please be mindful that we are a gospel station. This is a Christian show, so we want to make sure that whatever you ask, you use the proper terms and just be tasteful about this. As always, we want to go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father and God, we are so grateful for this morning, for the opportunity that we have to get wisdom from your word, to get guidance from your word, God, and to be able to have great and healthy relationships the way you designed, God. So I pray for all our marriages, and I also pray for those singles who want to be married, who have a desire but want to do it the right way. We love you, God. I do pray that you give me the wisdom, the discernment that only comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as always, we hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. And our theme scripture for today comes from Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to be reading from the Message translation. And so it goes like this. It says, "And so I insist, and God backs me up on this. There is no going along with the crowd, the empty-headed, mindless crowd. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch not only with God, but with reality itself. They think they can't think straight anymore. Feeling no pain, they let themselves go into sexual obsession, addicted to every sort of perversion. But that's no life for you. You lured Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, being well instructed in the truth precisely as we have it in Christ Jesus. Since then, we do not have an excuse of ignorance. Everything, I do mean everything, connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it and then take on the entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside, working itself into the conduct of God, accurately produces his character in you." And I love how Peterson puts that there because, you know, it breaks it down for us. Mm-hmm. That scripture, Ephesians 4:17, as we start in 17, just really says that we have to think differently mm-hmm. about things. Mm-hmm. So this morning, this moment when you have questions, you know, it's not about what society says. Mm-hmm. It's about what the Bible says.
All right. And we want to know what you have to say. What are your questions about your marriage? So give us a call. 215-263-1039, 877-995-7644.
Any questions, Tiffany?
You know what? I do have a question, but about being single.
Sure.
What is your advice on trying to keep your spirits up if you've been single for a very long time? So long, very long time, over 5 years.
Very long time or over 5 years?
That is a very long time, over 5 years. 5 years to some people is a very long time.
That question is so relative. Some people are like, 5 years? And others are like, okay. So I take it you're saying that you've wanted to be married for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
According to your plan. It was, okay, you want to be a certain age.
Even single as in not even in a relationship at all.
Single
not even,
and available.
Single and not in a relationship and not even close to being married because there's not a relationship.
Okay, I got you. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So what are you saying? How do you wait? Or how do you...
How do you keep your spirits up and just to still, you know, not kind of fall into that, it's never going to happen. I'm evil and not caring anymore. Getting to the place where you're like, you know what? I don't even care. It's been so long, I don't even care.
Okay, I got you. Okay, that is a great question. To me, one of the best passages for singles, I think for everybody, but specifically for someone that is single, it's Psalm 37, mm-hmm. where it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I really think it's a spiritual issue. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we want something, and we don't realize that God's timing mm-hmm. might not be right. You know, sometimes in God's infinite wisdom, who knows, Tiffany, if God is preparing you and preparing the right person for you to be together, but it's just not right now, mm-hmm. and that you will miss out on that. What I mean by that is, what if that person is not saved yet? What if that person, it's not available right now, but they're going through a relationship so that they can have their hearts and their minds open and prepare mm-hmm. to see you in different eyes. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is, for me, I had to go through numerous relationships where I thought they were the one until I realized they weren't. And then when I found my wife, I knew what I wanted and what I needed and what I didn't want and what I didn't need. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have known that if I had not waited. Because there were some things I really thought I needed, and mm-hmm. I realized that is not what I need. I need support. Right. I need encouragement. And I believe my wife, Amaryllis, is the perfect person for me, mm-hmm. and I had to wait. And it mm-hmm. it felt like forever, you know, it does. Yeah. But then at the same time, I'm so grateful. I have no regrets. It would be 14 years mm-hmm. in August,
awesome.
And I'm so happy and grateful.
Awesome. So for this is a part two of that question. So for anybody who felt like maybe they met that right one and they quote unquote messed up and that person left, you know, the one that got away. How do you counsel someone with maybe that on their heart? They believed everything about the relationship was right. They believed that person was a perfect fit, but they did something and the person is now gone from their life.
Okay. Well, in a planet where there's 7 billion people, it's just kind of hard to imagine, okay, there was that one fit. And I think sometimes we have this romantic mindset of that person is my soulmate. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that God gives you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. And so something that a good friend of mine said years ago, because he was in that same situation, he mm-hmm. had messed up. And with him, you know, as a Christian man, he knew he needed to do it God's way and be pure mm-hmm. and have a great relationship. And they weren't. They messed up. So, you know, the advice that they took, they were like, okay, you guys are not helpful to each other. You're not good for each other. And so what they did is they split up. And then he was like, my goodness, I didn't do it right. What do I do? Mm-hmm. And then they were in the process of trying to work it out and get back together. Mm-hmm. And he was afraid. And then he was like, what if she's not the one? And something he said, I'll never forget. He says, you know what? I love, and her name was Jenny. He's like, I love Jenny. Mm-hmm. He says, and if Jenny is not the one, then God has someone better than Jenny. Mm-hmm. He's like, better than Jenny? He's like, I think Jenny is amazing. I love her. Mm-hmm. Better than Jenny, I'll take any day. Mm-hmm. Now, so we can't be so close-hearted and so close-minded that we don't realize that God might have even something better for us mm-hmm. because that's how God is.
Yeah, most times you're not thinking that. You're thinking, oh, this was the right person. And so I'm glad you said that.
All right.
Because often you're not thinking, it can't be better than that one. It can't be. So then you're limiting God. Okay. So great. So we want to hear from you. We want to know what your questions are about your relationship. Or even if you are single and you have some questions, you need some guidance, you're trying not to be bitter, you're trying to figure out how to wait, whatever that question is, again, make sure it's tasteful. And just call and ask. 215-263-1039, 877-995-7644. Also, if you cannot get to a phone, you can always post your question on Facebook. We do check that at some point in the show. So go to Facebook.com, hit like, and post your question there. We're going to pause for the cause and return with more conversation and, of course, answers to your questions right after this.
to Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039. And get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today, we have an open forum where you get to ask whatever question you may have about relationships, about your marriage, or even if you're single, about how to manage that, not be bitter, or whatever question you may have. So give us a call, 215-263-1039, 877-995-7644. Going to the phones, Marcos, let's speak with Edwina, I believe it is, on line two. Good morning, Edwina. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, okay. Maybe it's Dennis.
Is this Dennis?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Edmund, calling from Philly.
Okay. Oh, Edmund.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good morning, Edmund. Sorry about getting your name wrong. What is your question?
I'm a single man and desiring to marry.
Okay.
Right now, I'm not dating yet, and I'm kind of a little bit scared seeing the lives of married men and women most of the time, especially for Christians, and you find most married men and women fighting. There are always confusion, and people are getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And as the man of God was speaking, he talked about before he could meet his wife, he was with one or two women, and he knew they were not the right person for him. And my problem is, I'm not even dating her because I don't want to start dating because I don't want to hurt someone.
Okay.
Be with a woman and the next day he said, I can't be with you anymore.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this question, Edmund. How old are you, first of all?
I'm 29.
You're 29. And
yeah.
Do you have a desire to get married and you're just fearful?
Excuse me?
Do you want to get married? You're just afraid. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your radio turned all the way down? Because we're getting some feedback there.
I'm sorry. I'm driving, but my radio is always down.
Okay, all right. What I was going to say, if it's possible to make sure your windows are closed, and if it's even more possible, if you can pull over so we can have the conversation, because we're hearing the wind.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's a little
maybe
better.
If you want, I can call back later.
All right, well, let me just address this. I want to say thank you. If you would like, you can hang up and I'll give you the input. How's that?
Edwin, so you can just hang up the phone and listen to what Marcos is saying to you, okay?
All right.
I mean, that's a great question. This is hard. It was very, very noisy. Mm-hmm. But 1 John 4 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And, you know, a lot of times we can read this passage and you'll say, we'll never be perfect. It's not saying that will be perfect. They're saying that perfect love drives out fear. And the word perfect here, the way it's used, means complete, meaning that you are at a place where you are complete. And so it just sounds like, as Edmund or anyone else who is afraid, I tell you, first of all, it's good that you're not rushing into this, but you don't want your fear to control what you do in the future. And so even dating and getting to know someone, as long as you know that the Bible is the standard and you're going to do it God's way and you're going to trust God in the process and allow godly people in your life, you have nothing to fear. Because sometimes you will get hurt and someone will hurt you. But if it's not intentional, if it's meant God's way, there are lessons that you can learn from it. So don't be afraid of that. I mean, that comes with the package. That is what happens when you take a risk and you put your heart out there. And so if you feel like you don't ever want to hurt someone or don't want anyone to ever hurt you, then you're not there yet. You're not, your love is not complete. It's not, you know, where you need to be able to start getting to know someone so that you can, you know, potentially be a husband, potentially find a wife. But great question. Thank you so much, Edmund.
All right. Let's go to line three and speak with Dennis. Dennis, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes. Good morning, and God bless you.
All right. God bless you as well.
Absolutely.
Listen, I was listening to the radio station. I like what the gentleman said, that God has something better for you as far as being marriage. Mm-hmm. My question is there times where you might get married too soon? And when you get married, is there such thing that you make it so lazy where she forget about her obligations and God put you in another direction? Is that a sign of God wants you to have a better wife or a better blessing?
Okay. Well, Dennis, first of all, my name is Marcos Mercado, and thank you so much for listening and calling in. Yes and yes. I think your two questions were, you know, is it too soon, and is God trying to show and reveal something to you? Absolutely. And the too soon, I can say that it's very possible that you got married too soon, or, you know, in your case, maybe, or someone else. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't fix it once you're married. But okay, there are people, and many, many people, especially our listening audience, that calls in, they have issues because they rushed the process. They mm-hmm. didn't allow God and His Spirit to really move throughout the relationship. They just wanted to be married. They felt that need. They rushed. And they really didn't allow that time to go through so that they can get to know each other. And so they okay. married someone who they thought they knew, and they realized they didn't really know them. And there were things that came out. But with that said, it doesn't mean that God can't fix the mistakes we make. And okay, so the second question you asked is, would there be a blessing that God is trying to show you? Is that correct?
Right. So if you try to fix this over and over again, and the situation still stay the same, and God's showing you ways how to improve this, and she still's not doing her share as the wife or helping the situation any better, is that the sign, give it space, or, you know, maybe God is trying to show you another direction?
Well, I think, first of all, Dennis, if you're talking hypothetically, it's hard for me to say exactly what my opinion is or what my advice would be, and even the scriptures. If there's a specific situation and you refer to it, for example, if it's infidelity and God is trying to reveal to you something about the woman, then that's different than someone who just maybe won't clean, won't do much. You mentioned something earlier about laziness. I think that's very different than someone who's actually breaking the covenant of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind, and you will share, you know, if you're speaking from experience, if there's something that you believe you need an answer to directly, you know, from the Word of God.
Well, yes, being direct, I say I have a heart congestion failure.
Okay.
I have a lot of things going on, but my better half, she don't seem like she understands that I need her in the way where if I keep doing what I'm doing, I can just end up more in the hospital. And her percentage of giving is less than more than God say.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation rise that, okay, I've been in the hospital more than 3 times or 6 times
mm-hmm.
and within 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been giving her patience and understanding and all these good things that God asked me to give. And there's still no motivation in the relationship, the understanding, or making some improvement. So God put me in another direction for a while to improve my health and my life and the spirit that He has in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to your conversation about maybe God has something more to offer. And that gave me an insight of saying, well, maybe God is doing this to better my life so I can have a better understanding towards Him, because the situation seems like she believes in God, but I don't think she believes in the covenant of marriage.
Okay. How long have you been married?
We've been married now almost maybe 7 to 8 years, but we've been together for almost 20.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, there's a lot going on there, Dennis. And first of all, I do appreciate your openness about your own life and your challenges. And although I can't relate to the exact challenge that you have in terms of the heart failure, you know, I know maybe about a year or two after, after my wife and I got married, I was diagnosed with diabetes. And I had no idea what diabetes was at the time, and I didn't understand it. It was type 2 diabetes. There are a lot of fallacies out there, a lot of misconceptions about it. But I knew I had to really educate myself. My wife didn't know certain things. And so for a while, she didn't help in the way that, you know, she wanted to, but she didn't educate herself the way I did. So she would cook certain things that really I should not have eaten. They were not healthy for me. You know, I would have a plate full of carbs, you know, and so we thinking, okay, we cut sugars, but the carbs and it just wasn't helpful. And for a while I would really struggle. I felt like, man, if my wife really cared, she would take the time the extra effort to pick up a book about diabetes, you know, to read about it. And when she didn't do that, I started feeling kind of hurt the way that you sound. However, I realized that our marriage was bigger than the challenge that we had, and we worked through it. And it took prayer. It took patience. I tell you now, 14 years later, well, actually, from that time, it was about 12 years ago. I mean, we're at a totally different place. I mean, she looks out for me more than I look out for myself at times. And I'm so grateful, but it took time. And so you say you've been together for all these years and you've been married for almost, you know, 7-8 years. My encouragement to you is God is teaching you something. Don't look at it as, okay, this is an opportunity to go, or maybe God has something better. No, this is the wife that you chose, the vow you made. And this together, you can make it through this. This is not the hardest thing to go through. And so I really want to encourage you, Dennis, instead of looking at it as maybe there's another way, it's like, look at that moment. What is God teaching you right now through this? To love unconditionally. Because the challenge, and I'll leave you with this, the Bible says we must love our wives as Christ loves the church. And the church falls short a whole lot. And yet God is still patient with the church, and he loves us, and he keeps, you know, he doesn't just leave us. He works with us because he wants us to make it. So, Dennis, I appreciate it. Hopefully this helps you out.
Okay, and I thank you for your time, sir, and God bless you.
You too, God bless.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Today is an open forum. We invite you to call in and ask any question you may have to help your marriage, to get clarification, to get guidance. This is a great day to ask whatever question is on your mind. Give us a call, 215-263-1039, 877-995-7644. Let's go to Kathy on line 4. Kathy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, yes, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question?
I have, I don't want my second marriage, and I divorced my first husband because of disagreements with the Bible and church attendance and taking my children in the, actually in the divorce papers, they took down that I was a zealot.
Say that at last part. I'm sorry, we missed it.
A zealot.
He claimed you were a zealot?
Yeah, that was put down in my first divorce papers, yeah.
Okay.
So, I did leave him, and then I remarried. And I actually believe that my husband was an answer to my prayers because I did ask for a godly husband. Mm-hmm. And for the last, I guess, say 12 years, I haven't had any cooperation. And my church pastor told me to leave him.
Okay.
And I just didn't think that was really scriptural because of,
okay. You're coming in and out, so I'm trying to hear what you're saying. Are you on a mobile phone?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm hearing, I guess, I think I know what you're saying, but then there are times where we just lose you. So you said the last thing I heard clearly was your pastor told you to leave him.
Yes, because he recognized the calling in the church. I usually do praise and worship, something out of the ordinary happened, and being my husband doesn't, you know, really read the words and doesn't really, you know, get into it. He told me to leave my husband, just like when Jesus picked the disciples and said, come,
okay,
follow
me. I got you. Now, is he talking about this current husband or the previous husband?
Yeah, my current husband.
So basically, you left your husband because he wasn't spiritual, and now you're with a man who also is not very involved?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. So, first of all, why did you remarry someone that also didn't have biblical convictions?
I believe that he understood where I was coming from when we had our talk, but apparently I'm not as deep and not as committed.
Okay, because, you know, the first thing I want to encourage you with, Kathy, is that the Bible is very clear, 2 Corinthians 6, about being yoked together with unbelievers.
Right.
And then when you read that, being unequally yoked, is that you? Being unequally yoked, it also means that you are with someone that you don't even have the same vision and the same dreams. Now, about leaving your husband for that reason, I mean, you know, 1 Corinthians 7 really refers to that. I don't think you need to leave him. And I don't think your pastor or any other person has this, you know, direct connection with God where they can tell you. I know a lot of people claim that, but you have to listen to the word of God. And the word of God does say, if you leave him, you must remain unmarried. So if that's what you're willing to do and you want to leave your husband, but it's your life, your marriage, no man can put asunder, right? No man can get in between and say, well, this is my man, but my husband, but the pastor or anyone else is saying that we should not be together. So I want to encourage you, listen to the word of God. Maybe your pastor's intentions are good, but I don't think anyone should be able to say to someone else, unless it's absolutely clearly, you know, in the Bible, you know, depicted in the Bible where you must leave your husband. So thank you so much for sharing that, Kathy. I hope that helps. Amen.
All right. Thanks again. All right. Let's go over to Janet, who is online, too. Janet, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Janet.
Yes.
Okay. What is your question for
us this morning? My question for today is I was abandoned, and I'm a Christian. You know, I believe in God, and I pray a lot, and I fast a lot. Okay. I was abandoned, and I had to take control after that, but I keep refusing this divorce because of my upbringing where the Bible says, till death do you part.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting to the point where, I mean, he's like challenging me. Either I live the life that his girlfriend is living, just like him. Well,
and what is that
drugs.
Like? Okay, he wants you to be using drugs as well.
In order to have him back and to accept what he does, and I can't. I can't do that, and I mean, I'm stuck. I'm not stuck because I'm not going to do that, but I still believe until death do you part, you know, you're still married. Now he's suing me, taking me to court.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you this. So he's leaving you.
He did. He abandoned me.
And he is with someone else.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I would tell you this. The Bible is very clear on certain things. And one of those things, you're right, that marriage should be forever. But if someone breaks that covenant, then you're free. It's not like you're leaving him. He left you. And yeah. I would give you even a clearer, maybe, scripture that would help you. From the book of Acts, when Peter and the apostle were being persecuted, and the law, right, the Roman authorities wanted them to disobey God and obey men,
yes.
Their law. And this is what he says. He says, we must obey God rather than man.
Yes.
And what I think, you know, for you, it's very clear. You know, of course, you should be submissive to your husband, but that's only when God is first. So if your husband, in this case, is asking you to do something that's wrong,
right.
Illegal, you know, unrighteous,
right.
Do not do it. And now he is with someone else. So
yes.
It's not like you're divorcing him. I mean, he made his choice. So it's different if you're saying, okay, I don't want this man anymore. You know, I'm tired of him. I'm leaving him. This is the opposite. He's leaving you. So what are you doing? Just signing the papers and agreeing that he left you? That's not you're divorcing him. He's divorcing you.
No, I wouldn't sign the papers.
But why not? He left already. He broke the covenant.
Oh, then it is okay.
Absolutely, because he's living an unfaithful life.
Yeah.
He's not trying to repent and lead you and work it out.
No.
I mean, what kind of agreement is that? It's like, I'll take you back if you start using drugs again? No way.
Yeah.
So you must obey God rather than man.
Yeah. Okay, then.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless both of you.
All right, Jenny. God bless you. Too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Amelia calling in on line 5. Amelia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yes. Is it Amilla or Amelia?
It's Amilla.
Amilla.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry about that.
All right. Well, you're live on the air. Do you have a question for us this morning?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was back on air. I was listening to the radio.
Oh, yeah. Please turn your radio all the way off, please.
Okay, shut it off.
Please.
Okay. I don't have a question for you. I have a comment.
Okay.
When you were speaking that people just get married because they want to get married, they, you know, lonely, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met my husband, I met him in January. Mm-hmm. He proposed to me in March, and we got married in August, all within the same year.
Okay.
And it is, and this year, we've been married for 26 years. Now, for me, it was love at first sight. For him, he had to grow in a relationship, and I believe what the Bible says. Me, I don't believe in, you know, getting married through the trials and tribulation and then giving up on mm-hmm. it. Even when he said some things and he went his way, what he was doing, I rebuked him, and I just prayed to God that would bring it back to me. His grandmother got sick, and he had to go away out of state because she's 90-something years old. And then while he was down there with the grandmother, since he was the oldest grandchild, it was like she was going to die and she wanted to see him or whatever. So he went, and I let him go. And then he kept calling me with all this crazy stuff. I haven't seen you. I've gone so long. And, well, okay. He didn't tell me at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, it was sleeping. You have to listen to God. And God, and I just woke up. I had a dream. And I said, who do you love? And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, who do you love? Because he's not with me. He's like in Georgia, and I'm in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you've been talking to my mother. You've been talking to my mother. I said, I haven't been talking to anybody. It's God letting me know something is going on in Georgia. And he told me, well, you know, I don't want you. I'm going to get a divorce and whatever, and I'll just be with the kids.
Right,
I just talk
sorry,
to you about
Amilla?
The kids and the kids only.
Amilla, could you listen for a second? I need you to be very specific. You said you had a comment, and you're telling us the story, and I appreciate you pouring out your heart, but what exactly is what you're trying to say? Is he with someone else right now?
Oh, no, he's not with anybody else, because I prayed and I rebuked what he was saying to me.
Okay.
I rebuked it, and I denounced it in the name of Jesus, and it came to light what he was doing.
Okay.
And my problem is that although you go through childhood, although we got married within, I guess, 8 months of meeting him, and mm-hmm. it's been 26 years, you have to just work on it. You just don't give up on your marriage, because I know I didn't give up on my marriage. He's a man of God. He's a deacon now. Mm-hmm. I'm a deaconess, and we're walking in love, and we can be just a testimony that you just got to just stand on God's promises and just do things God's way and not your way.
All right. Well, amen. Well, thank you so much, Amilla, for sharing that with us, that no matter what, through thick and thin,
mm-hmm.
you're stayed there with your husband, and now you're both on the right path. So, amen. Thank you for that testimony. God bless.
All right. Going to line three. Let's speak with Mrs. V. Mrs. V on line three. You're live on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Please make sure your radio is off in the background. And what's your question?
Well, actually, I have a comment because I talked to you guys about probably 2 years ago. And, you know, I just want to thank y'all for being on the air because I listen to y'all every Sunday. Every Saturday. Every
okay,
Saturday.
Okay, okay. I got you.
And, you know, my comment is that, you know, sometimes based on our circumstances and situations and relationships, because of bad relationships or whatever the circumstances may be, and you're alone now,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about me. I'm alone now, and what I'm doing now is that I'm more focused on God, because God removed all those men out of my life because of my drug addiction, and I made bad choices, and then now I'm alone.
Okay.
So my whole focus is now on God and asking God to put somebody in my life. But however, I'm still enjoying my life. I praise God, and I keep it moving. And it's a wonderful life being by myself. I had to learn how to be by myself and learn how to love myself so that I feel like God is preparing me to be in that relationship. So, you know, I love for the wrong reasons. That's my point. I love for the wrong reasons and did it for the wrong reason. But now I'm by myself. And I'm learning how to love on me and love on God. And I had to build a relationship with God first and foremost, because I built relationships on, you know, the things,
mm-hmm.
or the things you said, the things you did, but how it didn't work because it wasn't about God.
Okay.
But we do have choices. You know what I mean? And I like the fact that I'm able to have choices now where I can say no and not do something out of character.
Okay, that's great. Absolutely. And, you know, Jesus himself, when he was talking to his disciples, and in Matthew 19, he talks about that. And let me just read this to you. It says, I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another woman commits adultery. And so the disciples were like, okay, I'm hearing that. And then they say, the disciple said to him, if this is the situation between a husband and wife, it is better not to marry. And then Jesus says, not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. Meaning that we know not everybody can live a life, you know, of being single forever. But those that can, and then Paul goes ahead and later on and says the very same thing, that it's better not to marry, because we live in a society that the Bible says that if we're going to burn with passion, it's better to marry. But if we can stay faithful and righteous, it's just better. And so I've had many debates about this. You know, it's believed that, you know, with the persecution that the disciples had in the first century, perhaps it was just better not to have a wife or not to have a husband and to be devoted to the Lord. But the same goes for today. I mean, there are just so many challenges that if you can accept it, then do it. Now, if you can't, then God knows that, and he will send you someone, you know, your way. And you just got to make sure you're prepared and ready for it.
Yeah, and that's what I feel like I'm where I'm at now. I feel like God is preparing me because, see, you know, I felt like God had to work on all those spirits, you know, that the drug addiction and sleeping around and doing things that I wasn't supposed to do. So now, you know, I'm in a place where I can be comfortable and love on me, you know, because I never always loved on somebody else and didn't know how to love me. So, you know, I'm so grateful for y'all because I listen to y'all every Saturday. Y'all inspire me and y'all help me just keep it moving. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm happy.
Well, amen.
I'm happy to be free.
Well, do yourself a favor and make sure that you find a worthy man when you do, that he loves God first and then he'll love you and he will make you better. Not take you away from where you are right now. All right?
Wow, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a good one.
God bless you too.
God bless. Let's go to line two and speak with Evelyn. Evelyn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I would just like to ask a question.
Okay.
Actually, it's kind of like a statement too. First off, I do enjoy your show. It's been very insightful. My husband left about a year and a half ago, and reason being, he said we were not one. How do you work on the relationship to become one when the other party leaves?
Okay, so are you working through this now, or what's the situation now?
Right. Well, we're now in two different states, and How do you work on it? I mean, you may see each other once a week, talk every other day or every few days. How do you work on that relationship?
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say, I've said this many times, but I'll repeat this to you and for all our listeners. The separation, the time of being separated can actually be good. However, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5, when Paul gives that advice that maybe you need to separate, he says this, do not deprive each other except by mutual consent and for a time so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Sometimes separation is needed, but there should be a plan. It should be by mutual consent, and it shouldn't be a reason for the other person to get out of the marriage. Okay,
right.
So to answer your question, how do you do it? You really don't, because you're growing further apart. At some point,
exactly.
You both need to talk and, first of all, be in the same state and then make decisions of what you're going to do moving forward. It can't be open-ended where, well, one day you'll end up back together. It's like, no, what's the plan now? What are you going to do? And so it sounds like he wanted out for another reason. Do you know if he's having an affair?
Well, no, he's not. I think he was trying to teach me a lesson.
Okay. Okay, then, and what lesson would that be?
That I need to do what a woman's supposed to do in his book. I mean, you know, as far as, like, he says we're not one. And to him, being one is, you know, make sure you have the name, finances. There's a whole list of things.
Okay, well, the Bible says that two become one when you actually sleep together.
Right.
So you became one whenever you slept together, and definitely when you said I do and you made your promise to have to teach you a lesson. I tell you this much, there's more than just trying to teach you a lesson.
Right.
There, if you're saying there's no one else, then there's other reasons. And it sounds like he's being very selfish. Do you have children together?
No. Okay. No. And we're older. You know, we're both in our 50s.
Okay. It doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, you still made a commitment.
Exactly.
You made a vow. And so, honestly, I think he's running away from it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, first of all, if there is something you needed to change, it sounds like you both need counseling and you need to get somebody in there to help you.
Right.
But
right.
he needs to make some decision. It can't just be on you.
Right.
Because equally, like he's saying, you haven't done your part as a wife. Well, he's not doing his part as a husband,
as
moving
husband.
Somewhere else.
Right.
All right.
That's, true.
That's what I would encourage you to do. Tell him it's time to come home.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless you.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Just to remind you what you're listening to, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. There's still room and time for you to call in and ask whatever question is on your heart to help guide you through whatever is going on in your relationship. Or even if nothing is going on, you just have a general question. This is a good time to get it answered. 215-263-1039, 877-995-7644. We would love for you to also post your questions on Facebook. If you are unable to call, we would love to check that. In fact, when we come back from break, we're going to check in with Facebook and see what's going on there. So, of course, you can go to Facebook.com, hit like, post your question, and Marcos will be able to check you out in a few minutes. All right?
All right. Sounds great. And, you know, some of the things that we already have posted, because we're going to talk about it mm-hmm. when we come back, is should you fulfill your marital duties even though you don't feel like it?
Mm-hmm.
So should you have to fulfill your marital duties? And for all your adults, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. The marital duty, not just which one. The duty. All right. Even though you don't feel like it. And we have a bunch of comments about that. And so, when we get back, we will talk about that.
All right. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns with more conversation right after this.